The Truth News Network. When the media spread their web of lies, you need a guide to walk you through the labyrinth. His name is Newman. Dan Newman.
That is my name. We call Washington, D.C. indeed a labyrinth and a whole lot of other things, and we are walking through it trying to puzzle through. It's another day and the same old thing. Let's impeach Donald Trump. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman, and guess what? It's Groundhog Day. Again. Yesterday was Groundhog Day. Tomorrow will be Groundhog Day. You remember this? The groundhog fable? If on Groundhog Day the groundhog emerges from his den, he immediately sees his shadow, he's going to retreat. And winter continues for 6 more weeks. I don't know how many days have been an American voter's Groundhog Day. Each day we emerge to see the shadow of Washington on the ground in front of us. So we go back into our lives, and the crud in Washington continues. The only difference is the D.C. crud will undoubtedly last longer than 6 more weeks. In fact, it seems like it'll last years longer. While the House, with a multitude of new scheduled hearings, is scratching for another anything to fuel Trump impeachment, the grand groundhog, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, keeps coming out to a microphone and saying this: "There's no requirement that we have a vote," Pelosi said. "We're not here to call bluffs. We're here to find the truth, to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Doing so is not a game for us. This is deadly serious." She'll probably be out tomorrow saying the exact same thing. The House Speaker, after she says it, retreats to wherever it is that she stays while nothing gets done for another day, another week, hopefully not another month, in Congress. Americans know full well what members of the Democrat side of the aisle in the House are doing: impeachment inquiry. But what are House members not doing? Have you given this much thought? We have here at Truth News Network. What are they not doing? Let's look at a few. The House is not taking up legislation to reform immigration law. The House is not taking up legislation to take care of the Dreamers that are not citizens but were brought to the United States by their parents illegally, and they've lived here, many of them, for many years. The House is not taking up legislation to honestly examine and debate options with the intent to complete a border barrier at our southern border to curb illegal crossings. The House is not taking actions to repair the health care debacle that they, with Democrats in the Senate, created with Obamacare, a health finance program that, without serious editing and revisions, will bankrupt America. The House is not taking up legislation to curb the opioid crisis that is killing thousands of Americans every month. The House is not taking up legislation to address the nation's homeless problem that is primarily in the largest U.S. cities. The House is not taking up real budget issues with long-term projections and agreement on government spending, tackling waste with honesty to balance the federal budget. The House is not taking up legislation to support efforts of the Trump administration that have proven to be successful in attracting significant corporations that previously abandoned the U.S. for other countries who had more favorable economics at the time. President Trump has shown the restructuring of Obama-era corporate taxing and regulation assist in attracting new business with existing U.S. companies while attracting foreign-based companies to relocate to the United States. The House is not taking up legislation to tackle the deadly graft and corruption among elected politicians and unelected bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. The House is not taking up legislation to assure federal and state elections are operated honestly and without any foreign interference. The House is not taking up legislation to eliminate election fraud in all 50 states, in spite of assurances by former President Obama that there have been no frauds committed in previous elections, which we now know was false. The House is not taking up legislation to rein in the unfairness of federal elections regarding campaign finance. The House is not taking up legislation to regulate or eliminate federal lobbying, which would remove much of the financial corruption running rampant among members of Congress and members of special interest groups. The House is not taking up legislation regarding federal and private partnerships for critical infrastructure programs across the country. There are several of those on the table that the House has even neglected to look at. The House is not taking up legislation regarding the restructuring of the federal tax system to make it fairer and simpler so that every American contributes at some level with personal and corporate investment in its government operations. Everybody's fair share. The House is not taking up legislation to assist our allies in the Middle East in the development of policies to stem terrorist attacks by ISIS and other organizations. The House is not taking up legislation to assure all international agreements between the U.S. and other governments are treaties, and treaties require confirmation by the U.S. Senate cannot be put in place unilaterally by any president. The House is not taking up legislation to correct issues that resulted from the federal takeover of the management of college student loans. The House is not taking up legislation to eliminate some House recesses, shorten others, to process more bills that are passed over because of session time restrictions. Here's the big reason the House is not doing more. Their work schedule. Now, what you can do is on the page this article is written on, there's a spot down at the bottom right after this statement that has a hyperlink to go to the 2019 full House legislative calendar. It's something very important. You can download it for free and look at it later. And if you look through the calendar as compared to your very own calendar, here's how many days in each month the House was in session as of October 15, 2019, and how many work days they have not worked. Work days are defined for this conversation as Monday through Fridays minus federal holidays. Let's look at January of 2019. They were in session 19 of 24 workdays. In February, they were in session 16 of 20 workdays. In March, they were in session 16 of 21 workdays. In April, 14 of 22 workdays. In May, they were in session 17 of 22 workdays. June, 17 of 20 workdays. In July, 17 of 23 workdays. August, 9 of 22 workdays. September, 16 of 20 workdays. And from October 1st through October 15th, they were in session 5 of 12 possible workdays. So what does that all mean? I tell you what, we're going to put the percentages there and give you an idea of what those really important people are doing for us when they're working and how much they are working, but more importantly, how much they are not working. We'll be back with that summary in just a moment at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
From Krakow to Grand Island, Milan to Hanoi, this is TNN, the Truth News Network.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
Society says we should only have tacos with the gang on Tuesday. But Taco Bell doesn't play by the rules.
Step away from the tacos!
With Taco Bell Party Packs, gangs are having tacos any day of the week, even Sunday. So whether your gang is soft, crunchy, or straight up locos, it's time to come together and fight for tacos any night. It's Taco Anarchy. Can you feel it?
Are they dance fighting?
Rebel against Tuesday tradition with Taco Bell Party Packs. Pick it up or get it delivered for the whole crew.
In a world of sizzle over substance, in a world where the evidence doesn't stand taller than the agenda, in a world where the facts are not compelling enough to convince, you're enrolled in a university of reality. TNN, the Truth News Network. And again, Professor Dan Newman.
You know, sometimes we find it difficult to deal with the realities in our lives. That includes the realities going on in our government in Washington, D.C. We don't see what they do every day, and I believe that works to their benefit in the long term. Think about it. A couple of hundred years they've been doing this. You would think that they had figured out that they're working for us, that they're not working for themselves. But it seems like that reality, their reality of who they work for, has gone the other way. It seems that in Washington, D.C., many of those members of Congress are really not working for Americans. Well, maybe a little bit of the time, but most of the time, they have their own agendas. Now, we gave you the possible workday so far through October the 15th of 2019 from January of 2019, session days that they could have conducted work in. In 2019, there were 206 possible workdays. Those are the workdays through October the 15th. And that's computed as being Monday through Friday of each week, minus federal holidays. Of those 206 possible workdays, the House was in session 146. That means they worked only 71% of the time they could have worked conducting legislative tasks for you and me. In fairness, these representatives will maintain that they took time to meet with their constituents in their districts during the year and took more time with their families for vacations. Now, no one loves family vacations more than I. I love it. We have a big family. 3 children, 6 grandkids. We love to go to the beach and have for every year since our girls were little. But taking a week for a family vacation during each of the 2 years of their terms seems to be fair. Allowing 2 weeks per year to campaign in their home districts while meeting with constituents still means they were working just 156 days of the possible 206 they could have been in session, or just 76% of their time while taking a week for vacation and 2 weeks for meeting with and campaigning among their constituents in their respective districts. All that makes perfect sense. It's very understandable. We can't expect anybody to work 24/7 for us. It just can't be done. I agree with the premise that the congressional job is a tough one. I agree that being away from home while living in a pressure-packed political environment with weighty expectations for job performance is robust. But they each knew all of this when they chose to campaign for the job. In my professional career, I've had hundreds, if not thousands, of employees. Each of those, during their job interviews, received in writing what their job expectations were, their work schedule, and a full list of benefits. Each of those people hired was expected to abide by the requirements of their prospective job and agreed to when they accepted employment. Why should it be different for members of Congress? Americans have, during the last decade, lived in a nonstop news environment. That's good, and that's bad. Americans are seeing and hearing more details of how our government operates. Americans are now, as never before, capable of knowing the specifics of accomplishments by our elected officials regarding legislation. Therefore, Americans know better than ever before how the bureaucracy of Washington, D.C. was created and has been perpetuated to facilitate working conditions, compensation, and benefits that are not as were intended. And Americans are angry about that. Let me ask you this. You still work in a job somewhere, you're white collar, blue collar, it doesn't matter. Who determines your compensation? I mean, you can go to your boss and ask for a raise, and if your work, career, and history, and job performance dictate that that's a reality and your company can do it, very often you'll get a raise. Do our employees in Congress ever come to us and ask for a raise? No, they never have and they never will. Why is that? They determine their salaries. They determine their benefits, not you and I. The only way we can interject ourselves into their job, their performance, their compensation, their benefits is by electing or not electing those who are running. Plain and simple, D.C. is not working. Congressional operations have got to be changed. Members of Congress must work smarter, harder, and longer in their present jobs. If the congressional job is too harsh, resign. Let somebody else step up and do what should be being done. One might consider that too harsh and unrealistic. But we all know to live and work in Washington is harder and more demanding than hometown America. That's why just a few can do so successfully. Based on the congressional favorability ratings of Americans, members of Congress are felt to be less than expected and accomplishing far less than expected by Americans. And the same Americans who see all that is left unfinished are more than ever demanding changes to be made in Congress to complete those essential tasks that are often just pushed to the back of the line in each congressional session, never finished, because they don't play into the role, they don't play into the perspective that members of Congress think should be done, should be handled, should be negotiated, and should be passed. If you wondered why the Democrat-controlled House has essentially one agenda only, impeachment, wonder no more. It's because the Democrat Party has only one plank in their party platform for 2020. If Donald Trump is reelected, it will obliterate their historical operating methods, shine the light of truth in the swamp, and expose the waste and lack of fulfillment of necessary tasks by each Congress. And they cannot allow that to happen. And folks, that's not just a Democrat Party thing. It's a Congress thing. It's a House of Representatives thing. It's a U.S. Senate thing. It's Congress. Expect the angst, the bitterness, and vocal haranguing to only worsen the closer we get to November of 2020. Don't expect much legislative progress either. Democrats refuse to allow Mr. Trump any new legislative triumphs until they hopefully vote him out of office. Their preference for voting him out of office is through impeachment. That's their job. In the meantime, expect another Groundhog Day or two or three, often, in the next year or so. It's going to be the same thing every day. If you're not already tired of it, folks, you're going to get worn out as the House of Representatives, led by Democrats, continue their quest, their single-minded quest, to impeach the president, and they're not considering any of legislation that's on the table for you. Thanks for joining us here today. You know, everything doesn't have to be about impeachment, but that's what they make. That's what we have to concentrate on, all the stuff that they throw at the wall every day hoping is going to stick. It's important to you. And at some point, you and I are going to have to make some very important decisions about what's going on, who's responsible, why it's going on, and should we make a change with our votes. Stay close. We'll be back tomorrow with more good stuff, hopefully more positive stuff, at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. Until then, have a great day. So long, everybody.
Speaking the truth, the mainstream press will not. Dan Newman, TNN,
the Truth News Network.